Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016, bringing you the latest from the largest conference on technology and disabilities in the world. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2016 with Tura Skusta. Close enough?
Yep.
The founder of Brailo Norway and Robert Jaquist, who is a sales manager for Brailo here.
Sales engineer.
A sales engineer for Brailo. And we are looking at a huge Brailo embosser. Welcome to Blind Bargains. Why don't you tell me what we're looking at here?
We have here a Brailo 650 SF, and the letters SF stand for staple and fold. So this is a long machine. At the back end is a roll of Braille paper, a large roll of Braille paper, over 36 inches in diameter. And then there is a large square box that has a Braille embosser in it. And then the next unit accepts Braille pages, and then they are stacked up. A cover is applied. The cover is, the whole works is stapled together like a magazine, and it is delivered as a complete finished magazine. There is also a ink print printer at the end which can print on the covers so that when you get your magazine pamphlet style book, sighted people or Braille handicapped can know what it is that got.
And so you have like a print label here on the front, essentially.
Yes. Yeah. Or like the Braille magazines at the Library of Congress does.
So the reason we're doing this on here, you've had this for a little bit, but this is the first time it's here at CSUN, so we can actually see this thing in action, right?
Yes, and Tara is going to start up a pamphlet.
Yep.
And how are you doing that?
That is used by, we're using the Duxbury system.
All right.
So they have arranged everything, so it's just...
connected to a computer with Duxbury,
and
you just hit the button on it?
Yep. Then it's thinking a little, and then it will start up.
How much does this weigh?
I'm not sure. Do you?
It must have been fun to get in here.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
So it's now printing the pamphlet pages.
I'm going to walk over here so I can pick up this sound a little more.
There's another page.
So what's the speed of this embosser?
650 characters a second.
That's the 650. So every time we hear that sound, it's printing another full page?
Yes.
An A4 page? Or?
No, it's moving the page.
Oh, it's moving it.
11 by 17 by 22 inch. It's full size Braille pages. Actually, it's...
Which is really four pages though, right?
Yes.
Because it's front, back, left and right side. These are the fanfold Braille like you would get from an outfit.
Like a magazine page.
Right, exactly. So that's who would be buying this, is someone who's producing magazines for the blind,
yes,
or a lot of pamphlets. Obviously, this is a production embosser as opposed to a consumer model.
Now it's going to... And it just put a cover on, stapled it, and here's a finished
This
pamphlet.
Is 20, 30 pages.
Yes.
This is a whole bunch of, Braille, this is the entire Braille packet that you just printed out, and it's high quality Braille. It's pretty amazing. So, this has been out for a little bit, right? For a couple years? And how much does this cost?
About $130,000. Because it's made in Norway, the price could fluctuate due to the exchange rate.
Now, there's been talk that some of these higher-end Braille embossers aren't actually accessible themselves. So is this one accessible for a blind person to run it?
It can be, yes. We can put marks on the control panel.
Okay.
It can talk, and it's also controllable with Duxbury.
Is there just one model, or are some of these things that you mentioned add-on modules?
The 650 SF is the top line. There is a 650 SW, which just makes the magazine-style pages, and you have to fold it and staple it
by
yourself.
Your own staple.
There is a 600 SR, which uses a roll, and it can make individual pages, which you can punch and bind up however you want. There is a 600, which uses tractor feed paper, the traditional tractor feed paper, and you can get that 19-hole punched or 3-hole punched or what or whatever you want, and that's a much smaller unit. There is the Brailo 300, which you can put on a table, a very strong table,
right,
and that will do 300 characters a second on fanfold paper.
How much is that one?
I am not sure.
Well, that's more the lower end.
Yeah,
I mean, the specialty here, though, is these are production embossers.
Yes.
I mean, most people aren't going to be, you're probably, selling a few here and there. I mean, not everyone has 130,000.
Right. And even the Brailo 300 is, it's for like a school district that has a bunch of blind kids in it.
What's the lead time if I were to order one of these huge ones? Like, how long would it take?
Well, I got the show special right here. You order it. I'm sure we
take
can
take it with me.
I don't know about taking it with you, but I think we can get it fairly quickly.
So, you're with Brailo, and if I wanted to order one in North America, is American Thermoform distributing
yes,
here?
Yes, American Thermoform is the distributor of Brailo in the United States. Our number is 909-593-6711. Ask for extension 102, which is my extension, and I'm Robert Jaquist.
And your website?
www.americanthermoform.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for showing us this wonderfully expensive toy, but I would love to have, and thank you for letting us hear it.
Bye. Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.